Yikes.
I wanted to come in with a burp right where I would start speaking, and it wasn't ready. The cannon wasn't prepped.
Sorry.
Oh, so weak, too.
I don't like this.
That was a kitten's burp.
A gurgle burp.
Literally, that was kitten's first suckle at the teat, burping up his milk. How embarrassing.
That's awful. That's disgusting.
Anytime you announce that, it better be manly. Like, hey, clear the room. I have to fart. And the ceiling better drop out after you do that.
Yeah.
Anytime, oh, I have to fart. And then it's just that little wet.
That's actually.
That would have been a good one. Just a little toot, a little. And it almost sounds like you might have crapped your pants. That's always the most disappointing.
Oh, my.
Unless you really do crap your pants, in which case, comedy is back in session.
I gotcha.
You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. With me today, Allison Frank.
Oh, that's me.
Show's website's inpapasbasement.com. Go there for all the contact info. We have Twitter. We have Facebook. As well as the iTunes subscription link. Find us on iTunes. That's the big thing.
Sounds great. I will.
You really are.
I'm gonna,
you sell it. I could have
over
said.
Over the top.
You just have the worst lack of energy I've ever
I'm
heard.
I'm just full of zeal.
But that's what I'm going to go with. You sell it, and anyone who hears that is going to be at inpapasbasement.com in 2 seconds.
That's right. This is the zenith right here.
That's your nickname in the huddle.
That's right. And zenith!
We're like, all right, zenith, you go long. It's coming for you.
That's right.
I'm on it, Maverick. That's my name in the huddle.
Oh, my. Okay.
I know last episode I...
Who's your mom, Goose, the Henny Penny? The sky's falling. We don't have time to catch balls. Zenith!
Help me, Zenith. Help me.
Oh, my. That's not
it literally
nice.
Sounded like Lancelot Link. Lancelot! Lancelot! Is that on Hulu yet? Lancelot Link, Secret Chimp? Back when that's what a show was back when they could make a
you
show.
You know, I actually only familiar with those from Nick at Night. I don't actually know
Me too.
Them from
actually
else.
I know them through the Don and Mike show.
Oh.
And they would not shut up about how awesome Lancelot Link was, and then they put it on Nick at Night, and I was like, you know, this is pretty good. Especially
I don't actually even think I've seen a whole one really.
They dressed chimpanzees as people.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And
I've
then they
it.
Enacted a plot.
Yeah.
And they had voice actors.
But now you think
chimps.
About it in that sense, it's the same with like that movie The Cove where they're, you know, they kind of give you the behind the scenes about how they get these dolphins to perform in shows and all of that.
Which one's The Cove?
That's the one where the trainer for Flipper, or there was like three or four Flippers, he trained them and he was actually promoting like working with animals and films and all that. But then he realized that, you know, these animals are kind of, you know, they're taken out of their element. This is not really what they're doing. They're on all this stomach medication and anxiety medication.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, they're all like nerved. And then when
Well, dolphins aren't they smart as us? Like if dolphins had the internet, we would work for them kind of stuff.
Yeah, but they're all on, you know, Zantac and Xanax.
Pepcid. Oh, that's just sad. A dolphin on Pepcid.
No, it's terrible. I mean, then you see how they round all the dolphins up to kind of collect them and how they're not allowed to fish for dolphin or, you know, sell dolphin meat. But there's
black
market,
catch
whatever.
Them in the tuna. Well, it's the damn Chinese. Not to be racist here, but it's the damn Chinese who are convinced literally anything in powdered form will give them a boner. But it has to be some sort of nearly extinct species. You could crush up a Viagra in front of them. And they'd be like, no. And then you just take a shark by its fin and whack that off and then let the shark plummet to its death.
Only bald eagle eyes give us wood.
Finally, someone who understands medicine. I need a black hippo's left ear.
I mean, American infants. If I could just have their hip. Just one hip. And then you see all these little infants limping. To give the Chinese boner.
I just need the piggy that went to market from the left foot. That's it.
That's terrible. But yeah, so with the chimps, like I kind of think it's the same kind of thing. Like they're out of their element. They would rather be in the jungle eating whatever, bananas, swinging on things.
I always feel so bad going to the zoo. We've done this one before.
I'm like, oh, Doug, look at me. In a sweater vest? Come on. This isn't me.
Only the smart animals, though. The dumb ones, I'm like, you're lucky I'm not eating you. Really, when we get right down to it, you are a food product.
Yeah, but I don't really want to eat animals, so I'm all right.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I have eaten animals. I love steak. I love all those kinds of things.
You eat animals? I've never seen you not eat animals. Have I?
Yes. I mean, I have not eaten animals for
how many?
A while.
I'm lost in a knot of knots now.
In a web of not lies.
When did you stop eating meats?
I have. Lots of times. Several times.
And yeah, then, but usually when someone doesn't eat meat, it's like a full-time thing.
No, I understand that. But if you've grown up on it, it's the same with sugar and everything else. Like, I've gone without it for weeks and weeks and weeks and not had sugar or
meat. So you've just cut
down
on meat, but you're not meat-free.
I've been meat-free for months and then had
really
a relapse, yeah. I mean, it's been a long time, so.
Meat, it just seems like such a binary, though. It's almost like a dude.
Yeah, but I mean,
acting really straight, and he's like, look, a couple times a year I screw up, I suck off of my buddy.
Well, I mean, I thought it was ridiculous for this.
You're like, eh.
I went on this date one time, and this guy started talking, and he was like, well, what's today? He was looking over the menu, and he was like, what's today? And I was like, oh, it's Tuesday or whatever. And he's like, oh. And I was like, well, like, what's the day of the week got to do with whatever you're going to order? And he's like, I try to only eat meats on, you know, certain days. I was like, you know, they still kill a cow, right? Like, if you eat a burger on Tuesday.
Oh, you thought
he
was saving the world?
Yeah, kind of. And I just thought, you know, that's dumb.
Why doesn't he just use my method of calorie controls where, yeah, I'm like, I've only got 1,900 to eat today.
Yeah.
And then I go for the first 1,400 and roughly maybe by noon, 1 p.m.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the day, I'm just sitting there starving, going, don't cross the barrier.
I mean, I tried to go without everything.
He should just have all his meat
days. And I think it was very difficult for me. You know, no sugar, no whatever. Because it's in everything. Just trying to go just
all
raw.
Sugar truly is, yeah.
And that is like the biggest thing. Meat, I can go without.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Corn is in everything.
But dairy is tough for me. As you saw.
Dairy's good. Dairy's damn good. I'm not saying that to get you to chuckle.
No, I mean, meat I could take it or leave it. I mean, I do love steak and I do love seafood and I do love those kinds of things, but I would rather not eat it is what I'm saying because I know it's bad for me. It's like someone who's trying to quit smoking. You know what I mean? They're still smoking. They have a cigarette every now and then, but they're trying to quit. That's where I'm at. I would like to not eat meat or dairy or processed foods. Period.
Didn't you just have like two pieces of pizza and a bowl of cereal, right? Washed them down with a Diet Coke before the show?
Doesn't matter.
You're like, I know it's bad for me.
I just juiced the past 4 days. That's all I had.
Really?
For real. No joke. Yeah.
What's it like to undo such hard work so quickly?
It's not really undoing it. It's just very difficult. I mean,
it's like 6 days a week
that
you've
way
been in the gym, and then on the seventh day, You just take a baker's spoon,
yeah,
and a can of Crisco, and you're like, I'm going to be in the bathroom taking
care of some
business.
But you know my friend Bruce, he does work out. He works out diligently every single day. His meal plan, very strict. He does eat meat and proteins and those kinds of things, but pretty much he's just...
Well, if he's a gym
chicken
guy, he's probably, I was going to say, it's just chicken nonstop.
Chicken on salad. Yeah, chicken and green vegetables. That's pretty much what he does. But then on Sunday, he really does. He sits down, he eats a whole pizza, he eats whatever he wants, and he doesn't go to the gym on Sundays. So that's his football Sunday, pizza, lard, whatever he wants. That's what he's going to have on a Sunday. So
I don't have that kind of discipline, I'll be honest, because I'll do that the first week. Then it's like, well, this time we're going to have a layover on Wednesdays too. And before you know it, the floodgates open.
I think that's when you do. You have a couple cracks in it and whatever. But I mean, I really would like to not. And I actually do enjoy good food. Like,
who doesn't?
No. I mean foods that are good for you.
Oh, healthy food.
Yes.
I thought you meant like lobster mac and cheese. I really enjoy M&Ms on top of chocolate ice cream, Joe.
No, and I enjoy cooking good food for other people, too. But I mean, I just posted a thing on Facebook where I made all of these brownies and stuff, but I didn't eat any of them. None of them. You know, I went and I gave them to my neighbors and to my friends. I mean, I made them. They like to eat them. But
how many did I get?
All of them. Most of them. None of them.
There we go. Don't lie. The microphone is a truth serum. Don't lie. Don't profane this temple.
But I really would like to just eat clean. I mean, I have been. I bought some.
Well, I would, too. I'm hard off the wagon. I've been losing weight and getting in shape. And the whole rule, I was counting my calories and no white flour.
Yeah.
What is it with my dumb brain that just can't process, hey, you've been doing well, keep it up. And, like, next thing I know, I'm brushing my teeth with peanut butter and...
That's right.
My midnight snack is just Hershey's syrup.
And then you wake like up and you're like, why is my pillow crinkling? It's just all these Reese cup wrappers.
I've just been sweating out granular sugar.
It is tough, though. I mean, they do talk about that, like how the cycle it is. Has when you start with the sugar and then it, you know, brings you up, you get this sugar high, but then it drops you down so low and then you crave sugar. And it's this whole vicious cycle how it goes around.
It's not that I've seen my energy level get that much better when I clean up. It's just when you're losing weight, you actually feel, oh, I should be effed. I should be. It's your Buffalo Bill in the mirror and you're going, I'd F me hard. And you mean it.
I wouldn't.
As soon as you go and start putting the pounds back on, you're like, I wouldn't F me with yours. I have to put on a baseball mitt to touch myself.
I mean, I love myself, but I'm just saying I do actually have more energy. And when I was doing the wheatgrass, which I need to grow some more, I really did have like these.
That's the stuff that looks exactly like the grow your own catnip kit, right?
It looks like, it actually looks like whatever.
It's a little
white
dish and it sprouts up about yay high.
Yeah, I mean, it can, but I actually had it in this great big tubs and was growing it. You grow it indoors. And I have the seed. I just haven't
planted it. So like the choppers going around with the heat signature predator vision, they're going to think you have a grow house going.
But actually, that really does give you, it tastes disgusting.
That's what I've heard.
I mean, it's
I've had it once
awful.
Or twice and in such small amounts that I wasn't really shocked by
but
it.
But I did notice that I planted some outside and then I decided to do some reading on how you should grow it and so forth. And I did notice.
You know, like it takes like squirrel piss, but still just as nutritious.
I mean, wheatgrass is good for you. But actually, even to buy it in the store, like to buy like the wheatgrass, it comes in just like you were saying, like this little square thing with the shoots coming up. I forget. It was like $8 or something.
How do you get the wheatgrass mojo out of it? Because it looks so tiny that you can't even blend it. So
you can't. You have to use a wheatgrass juicer.
I was going to say, it's literally its own press, right?
Yeah, exactly. And probably for like you know those under the bed, like plastic bins, like you can store sweaters or shoes or whatever.
Yes.
The flat
AKA
ones.
What everything in my house is in everywhere.
But it's the shallower one. It's not the one that's like yeah, I don't know, it's not deep, but it's more like for shoes or press sweaters or whatever. Anyhow, that's what I grew the wheatgrass in. But like a half a pan or half of the thing that gets you like 8 ounces of wheatgrass juice. So you
is
have
that
to,
good or bad?
I mean, it's a lot of work essentially is what I'm saying. Like you just, you know, you pick all this wheatgrass and then you grind it all up and then you get like 8 ounces of juice.
It sounds like a pain in the balls.
It kind of is, but I would have a shot every day. But when I took the shot of wheatgrass, like I really was like energized. And it wasn't like psychosomatic because I do all kinds of juicing. You know what I mean? So I like all the juices that I
do. I need it. My energy level's in the crapper. Yeah. Well, you couldn't tell from the show where I'm a ball of energy and I'm just just riding this freight train into the sunset. Yeah. But
No, I've been doing this.
I want to try it. Do we... Yeah. Is it local? Like, can I go to Wegmans and just nab wheatgrass?
It's tough. You know, I actually, when I first started doing it, I went to like the lawn and garden places, the supply companies and grain supply and all that. Like, nobody locally had it. I just had to order it online, and that's what I did. So I ordered it online, and I got my wheatgrass juicer online. And I talked to another friend of mine. He's big into juicing, and his sister. She watched Forks Over Knives, and it kind of changed her life or whatever. And she's on the juicing and raw thing as well. And he said he has the same wheatgrass juicer as I have. And I got...
How much is the press? Sorry, I know this is interesting to no one. I don't care. I am
Mine was
in
inexpensive because I didn't know how dedicated I was going to be to it. But I have actually grown probably 6 bins, huge bins, you know, in different cycles.
A bin lasts you how long for the wheatgrass? I apologize, people.
what I would do is I would juice it and I would put it in a glass jar and seal it. And I would do 8 ounces, but I would have, you know, one shot every day, like a shot or
a shot. 1 ounce?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 2 tablespoons is an ounce. So
sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, but you really do feel good. And it's like one of those superfoods, like just 2 ounces of wheatgrass is 4 pounds of vegetables. So if you can just muscle down one shot, you're doing
I'll drink
your body.
Whatever. I used to eat nutmeg and drink cough syrup to get high.
Yeah, that's my mom. My mom should be on this show. She'd be like, I sniffed the glue. I can't remember anything.
Yeah, if you really think I'm going to be bugged by 1 ounce of whatever.
But it really does. I mean, I have a taste for things that, you know, like health foods and health drinks. And, you know, I put a lot more vegetables in my juices than fruits. And so They can be less pleasing to the palate to someone who's not familiar or not good
with
juicing.
I want wheatgrass, damn it. I want to leave the studio and get wheatgrass.
You should, absolutely.
Where?
Just order it online.
No, like now.
You can actually. They have it at Harris Teeter. You can buy just fresh wheatgrass right there.
Okay. Yeah. There's one on the way home. Let's go there.
Okay. And we can
to wash down the Chipotle.
But actually, you know, you can put it
I'll
in
need
your
post-burrito energy.
We should get it, and we can put it in your Ninja. You know what I mean? That just breaks it down to like mush, and then we can put it with some fruit or whatever. I mean, you're still getting the benefits because the Ninja just breaks everything down. It'd be better to juice it, but you know, as long as you just broke it down and tasted it. I never had it like whole. I've only had it. Well, I actually did taste some whole. I just did eat some, and it's fine enough. But the juice is like. Ugh.
We're getting some juice.
It's tough.
We're getting some juice, and we're going to report on it.
Whole
we'll
Foods
it.
Actually. I think you can buy wheatgrass.
I was going to say Whole Foods and Wegmans. That seems like the place to go.
Yeah.
When you're telling me Harris Teeter,
they sell
something.
They sell the shoots, and actually Harris Teeter has a good variety of like the fresh juices too. But I bet you Whole Foods probably just has wheatgrass juice, and you could buy it, and we'll probably both just sprout hair on our chest immediately because you
nice.
Really do. It is. It gives you like a jolt. I mean, it really does.
I want that. My energy level is dog piss.
Yeah.
I really need an upper that isn't amphetamine based. I've been there. I've done that.
I mean, it really does. It is a pick me up. I mean, I just said that to my neighbor the other day, and she said about the bins, and I said because I just cleaned out all the like tomato plants and stuff I had out on the back deck, and I said, yeah, I'm gonna get back to my wheat juice, wheatgrass, whatever. So, absolutely, you should definitely do that.
Sorry, I'm browsing the cruelty that is BOSIP or BOSIP.
I don't even
blackgossip.com. It's called BOSIP, I think.
Oh,
I
my sister's probably on there.
BOSIP. BOSIP. I don't know. Replace the G with the B.
I don't know.
I was dicking around. I wanted to do like real content, something of worth. And I went to HuffingtonPost.com.
Oh,
I don't browse the site really. So
I don't either.
To me, it's this mythical intellectual thing. Like my friends who are in the know and care about politics in any way, shape, or form, I'll see a HuffPo article.
Someone to me was like, you can't get into politics if you don't like to read. And I was like, well, I'm not into politics and I don't like
exactly.
to read.
Exactly. We're safe on all fronts.
I told my neighbor I went over there to print some documents and, my neighbor said something about, have you heard about the such and such? I don't know.
I'm screwing around. And, of course, they're for people who want to sound smart because here's some of the articles. We have a link to a pretty funny tweet that Joel Osteen made unintentionally. Have you seen this one?
Nope.
Making the rounds. It's let's read it. It says, a true friend walks in when everybody else walks out. A true friend doesn't rub it in when you make a mistake. They rub it out.
Oh, my. Yikes.
That's a good one. It's got tons of retweets and favorites, and I'm not sure that it's because it's inspirational.
No.
I bet he's like, man, this one really took off. I think people are ready to embrace the positivity of the Lord, finally. Not so much, Joel.
Oh, that's too bad.
I love you're just, oh.
Not good. Oh, I mean, I'm all for positivity.
I'm screwing around on the site. Within 5 minutes, of course, I've left anything remotely intellectual behind.
Yeah.
And from Huffington Post, I'm now on BOSIP, and I'm going through a list of 10. It's called literally Chunky Ham Hocks, :10 female celebs with cankles.
No.
It's the meanest damn thing I've ever read. So I got about two deep, and I was like, I'm going to save this for the air.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to go through it together. Yeah. All this talk of health food, just, of course, it dovetails flawlessly into pictures of bitches with cankles.
Yeah. I'll never have... My mom has very tiny ankles.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I have tiny wrists, tiny ankles, tiny head.
Number one on the list, well, just entry one, not like queen of the cankles. Alicia Keys.
Okay.
Now, she's
looking... She looks fine.
No, she doesn't.
She looks fine right there.
She doesn't. I mean, Alicia Keys has always been what I believe Opie and Anthony refer to as an iceberg. I call him a minotaur. It's the same thing. Opie and Anthony, I think iceberg means the head is good.
Yeah.
And the rest is a dumpster fire. I like centaur because they look like a human being down to the waist, and they're a beast from the waist down.
That's me.
That's... Yes, you are a talking centaur. Alicia Keys is pure centaur. Like,
no, she's
gorgeous
not.
Face.
Yeah.
Not much in the jugs department, honestly, but so what? Just beautiful face. But man, does she have some
This is not so bad.
Hefty.
If you met her in
These
person, you probably think she was, you know.
If I met her in person, I would rim her until Tuesday.
Right.
Let's not get crazy here. This is where we get to stand in judgment of people who are richer than us, better looking than us, and have done more with their lives than us.
But this would be one of those cases if it was poop or cheese, and you'd be like, I don't care which is happening.
Well, you'd get used to it, I'm sure.
You just go with it. The current does most of the work.
I mean, they found a page. They found a photo. I will give it up to Bossip.
Okay.
That's her with her son that she had with Swizz Beatz.
I don't know. He's cute, too. He's got a cute little hat on.
He's got thin little legs. Good for him. Not taking after mama. Number two, Kim Kardashian. Now, come on. Those are porky.
I mean, that just doesn't look good right there. But, I mean.
She has, like, the literal fat chick foot effect going.
Yeah.
Where the flesh is just cascading out of any gap it can.
Yeah, but those shoes I don't think are particularly flattering, even with someone who's thinner, probably, because it
even
has
the
these...
calf is fat, though. The calf looks like grandma's calf. Like, yeah.
I mean, but this is... Hillary Clinton has to be one, because she just looks like she has no lower leg. I mean, it's just one trunk, you know?
I might have gotten three deep in this list.
I mean, Clinton's got to be one. I mean, because hers are really not that bad.
She
I think
might
hers...
be coming up next. But you just...
Then who can beat Hillary Clinton?
Well, I don't think this is a ranking. This is just a list of 10.
I gotcha.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton Quanking. Is the queen. Oh, I was going to say Clinton and queen. You tongue-tie yourself.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Oh, that's gross, though. That Ray J sex tape, that was a long time ago, wasn't it?
I mean, this is fine enough. But who knows? And they don't show her from the top. So what
no,
if
they
she's...
literally cut it off below the knee.
Yeah, so what if she's like 9 months pregnant, ready to bust? Like,
she could have been. I don't care.
My sister, she's very thin, but when she was pregnant with her daughter, oh my gosh, her feet just blew up. Her fleet and legs just...
Her fleet. Bam, right back at you, bitch. Number three, Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, but they're not even showing her. She's in full pants.
We just have black pants.
That's ridiculous. I mean,
she might as well be wearing
probably
because surgery shroud.
Because they don't like it. Like, if we lift
these
pants.
Well, who knows when Hillary last showed her legs, because literally everyone wouldn't shut up.
Yeah.
About how cankle-tacular she is.
Yeah.
And she really is. I mean, it's just knee joint.
I don't
no
like to look at her. I don't
like
to look
ankle.
At her face. I don't like to hear her talk. I don't like to hear
She's
her
getting
speak.
Old. She looks like an old mutt dog now.
Kind of
like Benji. If you put Benji in
Benji's
sunglasses.
Cute. This is more like one of those bulldogs. Mm. Like a pug. Yeah.
Or maybe like a Jim Henson
albino,
creation.
Albino pug.
The hair's just kind of sticking out.
I don't know. I mean, I just don't like her.
I got
I don't
nothing
even know
against her.
Her.
I remember how much she
Your
was
mom
bashed
loves
by
her.
Conservatives in the day. Like, oh, they abhorred her. It's like, oh, that bitch going out there and getting educated.
I don't even know her. I don't know her views
or
anything. I just don't like...
I just remember she was just bashed. And it's like, who do you... Even me, like, I didn't like Bush much, but his dumb wife, who cares?
I don't know, but there's some people when I see them on TV or I hear them speak or I see them in a movie,
I
cannot
enjoy her.
Stand them. You know?
Number four, Mariah Carey.
Yeah, I mean, I can kind of see
This is from this dumpy
She's another
photo
one,
shoot. I
just
this.
Don't really care for her either.
Oh, I remember. God, was it? Ooh.
I don't like to hear her speak. I don't like to.
What was the song she did? And there was like the white person station version. And then there was the black station version
Fantasy?
With like Ludacris and stuff.
Fantasy? The
I
one
think
that she
was,
did with ODB or no?
No, it was after
that.
She was dressed up like she was at a racetrack.
Oh, that
and
was
it was
after.
Like her almost like in a racer's jumpsuit with her jugs out. Will and I saw that video and we just turned to each other. We're like, that's really good, right? And it's like, oh, yeah. Just one of those things, man. Everyone knew she'd age like hell. She's a big gal. Yeah. She's like 5'11 or some crap. That's the kind of chick that just.
Is she?
Oh, she's tall, man.
Is she? I don't know.
She's a meaty broad.
I don't know.
She could kick your ass if she wanted to.
Probably. But I don't like her. I don't like her face. I don't like her.
I never liked the face. She was always a bit of a butter face as far as I was concerned. But oh, when she filled out, there were some videos.
I don't know. You
I tried to
her.
Get the TV pregnant. Who we got next? That's not even a cankle. Maya, M-Y-A, Maya. I remember Maya.
Yeah.
She did some stuff with ODB.
Yeah.
She's ghetto wrong. Superstar. She's like 80 pounds. How does she have cankles?
I don't know. Sometimes people have that. I mean, it's like, how can someone be so big and not have boobs? Like, to me, that's always fascinating. Like, you're just gain.
Oh, this is insane. Miley Cyrus has cankles. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I know, right?
So this is going to hell in a handbasket. God damn you, Bosip. Last time I bring it. Oh, Katy Perry. Get the. Okay. This literally went from like cankles to five women I would murder you to screw. All right, we're back to Christina Aguilera.
But look at that photo.
She don't have cankles in the picture.
No, she looks beautiful. And actually,
I wouldn't say beautiful, but
I mean, in that photo, have you seen her do her other recent stuff? Like, she just looks
She looks thin again.
No, but she looks like one of those like Hollywood madams. It's not like someone who puts too much makeup and makes themselves look much older or whatever. Yeah. So that's actually a flattering photo of her.
They went deep. I'll give them that much. The problem is I don't really see cankles again.
No.
But I will applaud going deep with Nelly Furtado. Mm. Cheryl Cole.
I don't know.
She
looks nice,
Cheryl
too.
Cole is. She looks great there, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whoever the hell she is, I'd do it. Is that our last? Are we out? Now it's just a picture of Magic Johnson getting covered by Clyde Drexler in their prime. So I think we went through the cankles list.
Oh, my.
That's crazy. Man. And then while screwing around, there's famously Dimply.
Aw.
A gallery of beloved celeb women with cellulite.
She looks fine, too.
Oh, are you kidding? That's J-Lo right there. She has some horrific angles. Here's Beyonce, a little Ripley, but come on. That's just.
I mean, they're all attractive people.
Oh,
so.
J-Lo. I had this talk with a friend of mine, Amy. They're literally using the same picture of Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
From the Cankle article. The Ripley. Ooh, Rihanna.
Oh.
How do you have cellulite when you're skinny? I thought you couldn't.
No, you can. That's what they call like skinny fat, you know?
And that famously airbrushed picture of Kardashian. Ugh, that gross. What's her name again?
Eve? I don't know.
Amber Rose.
Oh. Look like
that
Eve from here.
Shaven-headed alien. I'd screw her, don't get me wrong. But again, like she's got a pretty tight body, but I don't like the dome so much. They don't really show much Ripley fat on her.
It's really alien-ish.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I know that was some compelling radio.
Well, it wasn't really, but there was nothing like grotesque really on there. Other than
know
who
it wasn't.
I can't stand.
That was actually really bad radio, John. I'm sorry.
I just saw this show I was watching with a friend. It's the one with Mark Harmon. Is it like NCIS or
who's Mark Harmon? Does he sleep with someone I should know?
I think Pam Dauber from Mark and Mindy. I think that's his wife.
It's not like when you say Mark Consuelos or whatever. It's like,
I don't know who that is.
He bangs Kelly Ripa. That's his claim to fame.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No one knows him from anything but that. Maybe he's on
Mark
a soap.
Mark Harmon is still parting his hair down the middle. Why is there any
really
man?
Look Mark Harmon.
Even parting his hair in the middle. Like, who does that? Unless
I would
you're
do
making
that,
pizzas.
And then I would pray that it would like dovetail out at the ends.
Yeah.
So I could look like the prettiest boy in 1972. M-A-R-K-H-A-R-M-O-N?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Brother of Richard Harmon.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mark Harmon. I mean, he has the face of a famous person. I don't know who the hell he is, but you look at him and that's a decent looking older gentleman.
I think he may have played
gentleman.
Bundy in a movie, too. I think he did.
That was Ed O'Neill.
No, I think he did, too. Look it up.
It was just Ed O'Neill who played that role.
No, there wasn't. I think Mark Harmon did too.
You're not getting where I went with that.
No. So
that pains me. I'm not going to acknowledge it. Okay. The listeners will hear it.
Okay.
And they'll laugh.
All right.
Both with me and at you.
Why? Because Ted or the Bundys or whatever.
Okay.
Because I never watched that show anyway. But I just saw him on an interview.
That almost caused a riot.
But you know what? He is very good. That goes to show you, like we were talking before, like just because someone's a good actor doesn't mean they're good at improv. Just because somebody's funny doesn't mean, you know what I mean? Like how all those things.
He's married to Pam Dauber.
I told you. Mark and Mindy.
Mindy McConnell.
Yep. Told you.
Look at you.
But the thing is that where I was going with that is there's a woman on his show, whatever his show is. Is it NCIS? Did they tell you that?
Fine. I'll flip back.
But I think her name is Linda Hunt, and I cannot stand that woman. Like, I just.
Or her brother, Michael.
I can't stand that woman. Look her up, and you'll want to punch the computer screen. I mean, you just.
Hold on. Now I'm playing Google Bot Man now. So I'm looking at what he's doing right now. NCIS.
I think it is. I'm not sure.
CBS comedy slash Western series Hearts of the West.
No, that's what this is. He has this show is still on.
JAG.
Nope.
NCIS.
Yeah, that's what he's
all
on.
Right.
And I think Linda Hunt is on there, and she's one of
aren't
those.
Aren't JAG and NCIS the same show?
I don't know. I think they're all.
They're just literally for people not under 60.
But there's a lot of CISs or CIAs or CI something.
You're thinking I was going to say the SUVs.
That too.
You're thinking CSIs.
And there was one with the.
I think CIS is its own thing.
What's his name as an age? Well, either the one who plays on the one of the NCISs, CSIs, something or other.
I know who you want to say.
LL Cool J. And then there's the other one who played Robin.
I was just going to say I saw LL Cool J in an ad the other day, and I was like, "Ooh, you finally like black cracked."
No, he's good actually. Still, he's not bad. I saw him on an
interview. But he just started getting a little puffy. You're like, dude, there was a time LL looked like.
But isn't
LL
he 50 or something?
Yeah, no, he finally got there. It took forever, but he got there.
I still think he's
Chris
handsome.
O'Donnell.
Yeah,
was Robin.
Oh.
Yeah.
He looks terrible.
And then David Caruso, who, of course, has always been sexy ever since Jade.
Oh,
and then there's Pauly Perrette. Is Pauly Perrette the one
look
that has
look up Linda
the...
Hunt, though. See if you want to punch her in the face as soon as you look at her. She played in Kindergarten Cop, too.
Oh, the bitchy mom?
No, she's the little old...
The diabetic one?
No, she's the little dwarf woman. And she's got a speech impediment. And she
always okay, what's her name?
Linda Hunt, I think.
All right, I got a hit for... Ooh, Linda Hunt, I just remember from Dune, actually. I think she took like a noodle.
I can't stand her.
She took like an assassin's needle from Wadeeb or something like that.
I want to give her a needle.
Oh, she's the principal from Kindergarten Cop.
Yeah, horrible. Horrible. Yeah, whenever I see her in anything. And she's just a character actor. She's in a lot of different
things.
You
know, it's really weird. I was just having
what is up with those bangs?
This talk. I know. Prince Valiant got scalped for his pelt. I was just last night watching the most recent Always Sunny, and Danny DeVito was just perched on a chair, and my mom was like, he's just so tiny. He looks like a little mushroom.
Yeah.
And I'm watching, I'm like, you know what? The beauty of being that butt ugly to begin with, you don't fall that far. I was like, you got him in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, you got Danny DeVito in Always Sunny.
Yeah.
He's about the same thing, but... Yeah. I'm looking at this current Linda Hunt photo.
Ugh.
I was so very wrong, Allison. So many bad things that can turn a 3 into a 1.5. Yeah. Oh.
I can't stand. When I see her on screen, she actually makes me angry. And
I spotted her a point, too. She was 2 to an 0.5.
Like, it's not good. But whoever the stylist, the hairstylist is on that show, isn't doing anyone any favors. You got Linda Hunt with these bangs that it looks like... When my sister was 7 and she wanted to let her hair grow all one length, and she was just like, cut my bangs off at the roots.
It looks like Ramona Beasley, but an old woman.
But it's even worse than that. Ramona Beasley cuts her own bangs. That's what it is. And then Mark Harmon's got his hair parted down the middle. And then the other girl who works in the lab, she's the forensics whatever.
Is that the goth one who has like the pigtails? Yeah. That chick is aging. She's like... 48, 50.
But who cares? Like, that's me. I have very fine hair. I have a lot of hair, but it's very fine. So if I do a braid or a pigtail or a ponytail or whatever, like, it's these teeny tiny little things.
All right, she's 44. Never mind. I just sounded like a pig. No, well, she's 44 and she still looks human.
But the thing is like, with her hair that way, like, you can see, like, how thin her hair is and how fine her hair is. They're not even filling it in with, like, hair fillers.
Or magic marker.
Or magic.
Fill in the scalp line.
No,
in the
no. Like I'm saying, even in the pigtails, like you can tell it looks like a toddler's pigtails because she doesn't have enough hair to do that. Really.
Okay.
But in Hollywood or whatever, like I went to a ball several years ago. I don't know, maybe 8 years ago or whatever. And I wanted to have an updo, but I don't have enough hair for an updo. You know what I mean? I have a lot of hair.
Did you get your weave out?
No, I just bought fake hair and they just put it in. That's what they do for all these celebrities. They all have extensions and everything else, you know? So. I mean, give her some extensions or just a ponytail filler.
Sorry, I'm like looking at pictures of her tattoos and crap now.
Yeah.
When did it become acceptable? Not to sound like the oldest codger. When do these little tattoos on your fingers, like a prisoner in like some Birmingham, England, max security place, when did that become okay?
I don't know. I've seen some really bad pet. I mean, I've seen bad tattoos.
5 years from now, chicks are just going to get like teardrop tattoos for fallen homies. And it won't be a thing.
There are some pretty obscene tattoos on people's faces. I mean, just like you cannot, like that's your face.
I think this is going to get worse before it gets better. I'll be honest. I am so damn sick of tats.
I mean, why not just do like something temporary? They do really nice temporary ones. You know what I mean? So if it's for an event or for a week or while you're on vacation, just do, you can go to a tattoo artist and they can do, you know, ones that just last
she
a certain amount of time.
She just has smiley faces. There's a smiley face on
it's like
finger,
a stamper.
A smiley face on her ankle.
It looks like a stamper.
It's like a five-year-old took a ballpoint pen and a knife.
No, it just looks like one of those little stampers you get in free.
It looks
your
like
happy
the sticker
meal.
You got when you like used your E's after R's on the spelling test and crap like that.
I don't know. But there actually, there's no picture really of her that really, but in this last episode of the NCIS that I saw, I just thought, why wouldn't they just fill out her pigtails? Like to make them look real pigtail-y.
Oh, wow, never mind. Here's a picture of her like getting fake kissed by a chick. What is this business? Load, damn it.
I don't know. It's not going very fast.
Oh, my God. Come on.
Yeah.
I screwed this.
Yeah, we're done.
That is how long I will give any piece of porn to load up, by the way. You have
really?
4 seconds before I'm like, you know what? The train keeps on rolling, people.
I don't know.
No time for love, Dr. Jones.
I mean, but everyone's hair on that whole show looks
the
terrible.
The Linda Hunt picture popped back up as I was closing the windows.
Ugh. The thing is, like, she has a speech impediment, too, so it's just
so
annoying.
So she's just a catch all over.
Ugh, it's gross. I'm sure she's a very nice woman, but I
probably
really don't like to see her on
Although,
TV.
God,
same with Hillary Clinton. Maybe she's really very nice and personable, makes great muffins, but when I see her or when I hear her voice or whatever, it makes me aggravated. Kind of like that song by Eric Clapton that I don't like.
Oh, The Tears in Heaven?
I hate that song. I just hate it.
Me too. Who wants to be reminded of a dead child? What a bummer, Eric.
Or your dead kid up there with Captain Matt. Do we need to go there again?
Would you know my name?
Oh my goodness gracious. So what else do you have on the list over there?
The outline? Yeah. Ugh, slim pickings, my friend. I thought we could coast on that a little longer. You came up with annoying things that people you live with do.
Yeah. That's because I have a house guest right now who's doing some annoying things.
Aren't you a house guest technically?
No. I'm there. That's my house. And I'm not a guest.
I still refuse to believe you pay rent.
Okay, you can refuse it, but it's true.
All right, well, we had that, and we had me saying how much I hate bit strips, but we can do that bit another
time.
Well,
I think everybody hates them.
I beg to differ, because everyone seems to be doing them lately.
I mean, they are, but I mean, it's a lot of
women. Adds everyone on the fast track to John no longer subscribes to your Facebook feed. I think my Facebook feed is, without
I'm
exaggeration,
I'm actually a creative person. I actually kind
people.
Of like those kind of things or, you know,
well, I
to
would,
do the
I don't know how they
that.
Work, but yeah. If I did them, they would just be horrific. It would be like, John gapes another man. And
yeah.
Then it'd be the two of us high-fiving or something. I guess it's just stock photos. But
yeah.
You do your annoying things that people live with bit. That'll take us across the finish line because I can certainly join
in.
But
what are your annoying things? What are the annoying things your mom does?
Well, exactly. My older roommate, a.k.a. my mother, she'll do a couple of annoying things.
Yeah.
The first is clang around until 3 a.m, even though she's 70 years old and works a 9-to-5 and then bitches she's tired every day.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to look important at porn in peace at 1:30, or God forbid I have the chica over.
Yeah.
And we're trying to do whatever.
Right. Play Parcheesi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Down her
in
throat.
Peace. Or pieces.
And it's hard enough trying to set any sort of mood when you live at home and
But
are
I mean,
in your
what
childhood
are the like
room.
Ritualistic things?
Well, she'll just come clanging out. God, the rituals. Let's see. She's boomingly loud at all times.
Yeah.
Moves my crap around all the time.
Yeah.
Comes into, I don't, God, this sounds so pathetic. I just have my room that I like left alone.
Yeah.
Things are tinkered with, even in my room. I can see how the rest of the house is yours.
Yeah.
Enjoy that. Even in my room is not sacred, though.
Yeah.
Invoices that I bring in, I run my own business.
Right.
My invoices can run anywhere from $100 to $300, $400, $500, sometimes a couple thousand per invoice. these are just put away because they're a quote unquote eyesore.
Yeah.
That's cluttering the house. The house is an
when
an
you can't
asshole.
See the top of the washer or the dryer or whatever.
Covered in papers. Yeah, covered in Women's World issues from 1997.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because it was your birth week.
And they go missing sometimes. And you just, what am I going to say? Like, how?
Like, you're hoarding.
Are
it.
You so insane that you would move around these things, which are literally.
You needed to know how to make that leprechaun cake. So
they're
you took
literally
it.
Several hundred dollar bills in the form of a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And she's just moving them around. Sometimes they go AWOL.
Yeah.
Thank God. Occasionally a customer's like, you never billed me. Yeah. Christ knows how many. You're just like, free lock work.
Yeah.
I could go on. Yeah. No room in the fridge.
Oh, that's
hogging a fridge is
that
horrific.
Is really brutal. And the thing is, like, you're not
can
even
we, can
eating
we go
those
back
things.
To when I was a human being and had a functional penis and lived on my own? Because I did. I wasn't always at home.
Yeah.
Like, to me, there's something just way more sinister about the guy who's never left home. Yeah. I'm like, look, for like 5-7 years or so, I was out of the house, so I'm not that screwed up. Someone completely filling the sink with their crap to the point I can't wash any of my stuff.
Yeah.
Not doing the dishes if it's a shared home sucks. But again, fridge real estate, horrific, cooking horrible food.
But when you lived with other people, did you have like shelves in the fridge or it was just community space all around?
No,
or
I was kind of like, that's you, that's me. And then there's maybe three shelves. You get one, I get one, and then one's like a free-for-all.
I gotcha.
But don't take too much of the free-for-all shelf. Let's see. Watching TV too loudly in communal areas.
Yeah, I never
go
minded
on
that.
Drinking too heavily.
Yeah.
And being obnoxious about that, having people over too late. Thank God I lived with a bunch of people who really didn't get much or they had girlfriends they were sick of banging at that point.
Yeah.
But I, Lord knows I wouldn't want to hear anyone banging.
Yeah.
There was like one guy who roomed next to me for a month who was a friend of one of the dudes I was rooming with. Yeah. And he had his girlfriend over and they would bang like in the spare room like all the time.
Yeah.
And I would listen to that and I'd try to get into it, but it didn't do much for me just because you had to deal with these people.
Yeah.
They would walk out 10 minutes later and be like, oh, hey, let's get a meal. Nothing happened. You're like,
but when I lived in my very first apartment, the guy across the hall, like this apartment building had 6 apartments in it and I was in the basement bottom. So each level, 3 levels, each had 2 apartments in it. The guy that was immediately across from me would listen to porn all the time. Like I would come in the hallway and you could just hear all this. You think, well, how do you know he's not getting busy? A lot of people would say, you know, giving him the benefit of the doubt, like he had all these suitors or whatever. And because he was like 55, 60 years old and he was always by himself. And so you just, I could leave in the morning and it'd be, and then come home in the afternoon and you'd hear it going on. And I think, wow. But it never really bothered me because, one, I never had
yours
to shake that
louder.
Guy. I never had to shake that guy's hand. And two, it just gave me
you
liberty.
You had to use his elevator button, though.
I can, no, it was just stairs, but they had,
You touched the banister.
No.
Okay, then.
No, and actually, we did, though, have a laundry room, that was community laundry room, and one time he came to, the lady that lived upstairs, she was a nurse also.
And just started hammering out his sheets?
No, but he went up to her and he said, hey, do you wear a size 6 panties?
Oh, did he find them or he just
yeah,
was asking?
And they were mine because there was only, she and I were the only women in the building.
Is size 6 svelte? I'm not sure. Are you revealing that you have like some gigantic ass?
It's a normal size.
Okay.
But you're like, oh, like I was like, oh, now I don't. Like, I saw them back in the laundry room, but I knew that he had handled them or whatever. Like, to find out what size they are, you're going to have to handle them and pick them up. You're not just going to eyeball them and
know.
Well,
why wouldn't you just ask?
Like, hey, did you leave something in the laundry room? Something, anything, you know, whatever. And
did you leave these panties that tasted like frankincense?
Yes, exactly. But loud noises and those kinds of things never bothered me because it always gave me liberty to play my music or TV as loud as I wanted. So that never bothered me. And I'm a sound sleeper. So noises living with other people never bothered me. When I was married or if I had roommates or whatever, if they were loud, that never bothered me. They can just hoot and holler and whatever. It never bothered me.
Oh,
but
I
recently
hated volume,
I have
but
this.
Because I was looking at porn so much.
Yeah.
Like, as
but
a
who
roommate,
is going to do that other than my neighbor?
Like, I would listen silently, though.
Yeah.
Or headphones would go in.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to hear you talking about your day
yeah.
as I'm taking care of what I got to do.
That's right. But I have this house guest, and it's a friend of mine's brother who's in town.
Like, a Negro.
No, no, no. It's a friend's brother who's in town doing some work. But he keeps, one of the things that bothers me is he keeps leaving the shower curtain open, like wide open. I mean, the bathroom is clean. It's immaculate. But why do you have to keep leaving? That's one of my pet peeves. Anybody's house I go to. If
you'll,
the
get
mid,
you'll get the mildew real fast, right?
I mean, you can. And plus, it's unsightly. Like, why do you need to leave it open? Just close
that
it.
Is
like,
true.
You have a
why,
curtain.
Why is that so agitating? Even, there's nothing inherently wrong
no.
with leaving it open.
But I'll go to other people's houses. And if theirs is left open, I close it usually. Like, it just bothers me. Same with toilet paper over the top or from behind. I prefer it over the top. And if it's not over the top, typically I'll switch it around.
Oh, when it's dripping out the bottom? Because, again, in theory, that sounds so cool. You're just on the pot and you're tugging and it flies out. It never works. It's like communism. In theory, it's awesome. But
but the fridge, everybody's fridge, that everybody knows that that's people having a bad fridge, that kind of bothers me. A lot of science projects are just saving 2 tablespoons of something. Like, if you know you're not going to eat it, just throw it out.
My mom does that all the time.
Yeah,
and it
doesn't get thrown out, by the way.
It just sits until it rots.
There are so many foil balls in your mom's fridge that
everything is foil. Any food that's prepared.
Yeah.
She wants to think that tin foil holds in body heat like better than a spacesuit. Like Sandra Bullock in Gravity, if she just had enough tin foil, she could have ensconced herself in it. Yeah, A, wouldn't have lost her air at all. B, would have survived the atmosphere. And C, wouldn't have frozen in space to begin with. As long as that magical tin foil
was around.
But
I don't even know why people still really use foil. Like,
I
mean,
no
I would
idea.
Use it as a liner
Ever
for something.
Ever since
I
the
never...
microwave came out, what the F do you need tin foil for? You just pop food in and cook it.
I mean, you do need foil. I do use foil to line pans, but I never use it as a food preserver. Like, it doesn't preserve food. I use it as a cover for pans
that
don't
have a
cover.
Yeah, just use it for cooking fish.
Yeah.
And I don't want to, like, scrape dead scale crap off of.
Or, I mean, if I was going to take, like, you know, a baked dish over to you. I made baked pot pie or whatever in that.
When is this happening? Come on. Okay. Let's be honest.
And, the casserole dish doesn't have a lid. I would use foil because it's more durable or whatever. And it can be reheated, that kind of thing. And I would use it as a cover. But I never preserve anything in the refrigerator in foil. That's not going to keep your food safe or whatever. To me, that's ridiculous.
So what else is this guy doing?
Those are pretty much the main things. I mean, it's just shower being left open. That's really kind of...
That's the jailbreaker.
I mean, that's what brought it to mind. But when I've lived with other people, there's been loads of things that have bothered me. Like, people just leaving a lot of trash around. Like, they refuse... the trash can is full.
Oh, the trash compactor game, where you're just like, well, I'm going to mash it down. So I kind of made a bunch of space.
Yeah. I mean, that's just not cool.
Just suck it up and take it out.
And people with dishes, leaving dishes in and those kinds of things.
Dishes really get me going.
I mean, especially sexually. If you don't have a have a dishwasher. So, I mean, they're just building up and you're just like, why are you doing this? Like,
well, there's so many ways to screw up with the dishes. You can leave them in the sink. That sucks. You can leave them dirty in the dishwasher.
But if you know
you can wash them, but not take them out of the dishwasher. They're so, all of those drive me badass.
But I think if you know that you're not that type of person that likes to do dishes and you're not really someone that cooks, then why not just get paper plates? You know what I mean? And put them in the recycle and you're not really doing
anything.
We're
not Michigan white trash, Allison. Come on.
No, for real. Like those
people. You're suggesting a nuclear option. Mm. I know one person who lives off of paper plates and disposable Solo cups. And you know who it is. Not exactly the cleanest character we know.
Yes, they are.
Not so much. Not too often we find hand soap in the bathroom. Kind of got to wonder about what's going on.
But the thing is that if you are that type of person, then those things can be recycled too. So if you are good about recycling, then you're not really harming the environment so much. You know what I mean? I think you should, you can eat off of your stuff, but just to leave it there piling, especially when you're living together with other people.
Cohabitators.
But I'm just saying, like, that's dumb. Just clean up after yourself. You know what I mean?
Fair enough.
Yeah. So.
Well, we get to go out.
All right.
We get to leave. We get to eat off of fine Chipotle tinfoil. Because that's how I treat m'lady.
Whoa, it sounds delicious.
Well, you've been a good co-hostess, so you get a Chipotle burrito.
I'm the nicest person.
You brought
I know.
The funny. You brought the prep. I'll even let you get guacamole. I won't. Give me $2 in cash for that. You've been listening to Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio with Alice and Frank.
That's me.
Go to inpapasbasement.com. That's the show's website. It's got a new episode every Monday, every Thursday. I'm trying to sound all dreamy about it while I talk like this. This is kind of my creepy positive voice, and I up-talk a lot.
Oh, my.
Go there. New episodes.
Yeah.
As well as my writing. There's a bunch of writing. I don't mention that enough. Yeah. Also, check out not just the iTunes subscription link at aforementioned website. Visit thespookiescomic.com. It's a comic I do. And visit pfpod.com. It's a podcast and football, again, writing website.
Sounds great.
We do a bunch of crap. Thank you for that enthusiasm,
You're
Allison.
Welcome.
You sold it.
I love football.
Ugh, we're out of here.
Bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.
And but all it does is take is Bisquick and milk. That's all for biscuits.
I don't know if I have milk or not, but you know what? I'll be going out to Giant later
the
for
milk. I use the lots of the milk.
But I usually buy three at once.
Oh, I see.
So I don't know if that's wow, that's so weird. It's actually getting
what?
Someone's actually calling into this one.
Oh, really? Let's take that call.
Let's do our levels for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Really? Next to the Al Jazeera Power Hour? I don't want to take this call.
Who is it?
I don't know. Take it if you want. Enjoy.
Domino's, can I take your order?
Ooh, ooh. That's some good comedy.
I don't believe so. Would you like mushroom with that?
Really?
Is this Mr. Lolly? And I said, would you like mushroom with that? He said,
That wasn't funny, Allison.
Yes, it was. Why didn't you just answer it?
Why would I want to answer a stray call? I don't answer calls in my own house.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, who even has a landline anymore?
Okay, that's how I
your
feel.
Your mom, my dad. That's it.
That's it. Yeah, because they're convinced cell phones give you brain cancer.
I mean, my dad's just like, my phone bill is $7 a month, I think.
I think the landline costs us 30 or something absurd. Like, really annoying.
I mean, his is just...
Oh, the effing Verizon is giving me. You know what? We're gonna have that.
Why?
Oh, the effing.
I don't know. My phone bill's fine. I pay for my mom's cell phone.
You know what? I'm just gonna rant about Fios.
Why? Uh-oh. Your phone's blowing up.
Ugh, it's Marie.
Oh. Don't buy more bacon.
Yeah, what? Hold on. I can't hear you. What? All right.
And we get to eat them all because William doesn't need any.
Oh.
So you got a fish sandwich and
two
Whoppers.
Oh, that's so horrible.
Yeah. But, because you eat the fish.
No, the way she calls.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I'm in the middle of something bad for me, so.
My mom does the same thing. My mom, when she goes to hang up, she'll say something like,
this
she'll
is
go,
just my voice.
I mean, it was nice talking to you while I'm still here. I'm like, where are you going? Like,
see, that at least shows a bit of a wink. My mom literally does that same performance.
My mom is
without
winking.
The wink.
My mom's like, I have an appointment tomorrow. I don't need to burden you with what it's about. And you're like, yeah. Where's your mom just wants to unfurl all this burden? You know, and it could be about a paper cut.
Well, there's never any sort of forthcoming, hey, look, something's up. This is what it is.
Yeah.
It's just.
But your mom has the hot button issue. She has the same hot button, you know, red alert for a paper cut as the hot button issue is half my torso is going to be torn off tomorrow.
Of course. I mean,
they're both the same.
The mom who cried wolf in spades.
So we're like, oh, is like really her torso missing? And you're like, Allison, it blown to smithereens. And I'm like, well, I couldn't really tell.
Because
she
was,
you ate the last bagel?
Why, if you're going to answer the phone, hello, why don't you just offer up what's wrong instead of whoosh, that's the sound of the fishing hook going out.
Yeah.
What's wrong? I don't want to talk about
it. Let's not talk about this today. I just want you to be happy. I just want you to be happy.
Oh, moms suck. Oh, they're the worst.
I mean, as long as you're happy, you know what? I don't need food.
When are we just going to be in an age where the state grows us in a tube? And why are they going in and out of that studio like something's going on still? Just get out of it. I want to be able to talk at a normal volume, damn you.
Whoa. She's a hard word.
Sick of their ish.
Ish. Whoa. Easy, tiger.